Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Basar Daf Nun Daled, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words Omar Shmuel. And today's daf is sponsored Ilu Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah Ilu Nishmas Maris Rivka Basar Meir Zev Her Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah. And we continue discussing how to make a chazaka in something which is not being contested. For example, a legitimate sale or gift, division of a father's estate, or chazaka benichse ager. So we have our first of four statements from Shmuel. Omar Shmuel says, Haman Defashach Dikla, a fellow who trims a palm tree, he cut some of the branches off. Adat Dikla Kani. If he did that for the palm tree, he wanted to make a chazaka, so he's kind of hit. Adat dechem asa loikani. If he's doing it for his animals, he wants to feed them these young branches, then he's not cutting the tree. And I would clarify, hey chidami, how are we supposed to know what he did it for? The answer is shakame hagiso mehagiso adat dechla. If he trimmed some branches from here and some branches from there, he basically made sure that the tree was even. Then adat dechla, that's for the palm tree. Whereas kol mehagiso, if he only trimmed branches from one side, adat dechem asa, that's obviously for his animals because now the tree is lopsided. It's not even. It's not good for the tree, and therefore it's not a chazaka. Vamar Shmuel, here's our second statement. This fellow that swept the property, adat de'ara kani. If he did it for the land to clear it for planting, then he's cutting it. Adat de'tzivi like kani. If he was doing it just to gather all these branches and twigs that he was sweeping, so then he's not cutting it. Hey chidami, how do we know the difference? The answer is shakuravi vizotri adat de'ara. If he took everything, the big branches and the thin twigs and all the little pieces, then obviously he's doing it for the land to clear it for planting. Whereas shakuravi v'shavak zotri, if he took only the large ones and left the small ones, adat de'tzivi, obviously he wants it for firewood and he doesn't really care for the small ones because it really help him, and therefore it's not a chazak on the property. Ramar Shmuel, here's our third memra. Haimanda Askel Tikla, this fellow who's removing obstacles and smoothing out the ground, adat da'ara kani. If he did it for the property, he's kind it. Adat da'bedari, loy kani. If he was doing it just for a threshing floor, he's not kind it. Now this property really was meant for planting, but he decided to use it temporarily for a threshing floor. And since that's not its proper use, this can't be considered a chazaka. And once again, we ask, hey chidami, how do we know what he did it for? The answer is, shakal mulya v'shad b'natza adat da'ara. If he went to a place that had a mound of dirt, and he took that mound and put it into a place that had a hole, mulya is a mound, natza is a hole, and that way everything is perfectly smooth. Obviously, he's doing it for the ground, preparing it for planting. Whereas mulya b'mulya v'natza b'natza adat de'bedari. If every time he came up to a mulya, a mound, all he did was smooth that out by itself, he took some of the dirt and pushed it down on the sides, so that particular area was more or less smooth, and then he went to a hole and gathered some dirt from around the edge of the hole and pushed it in, so that's also more or less smooth. That's only for a threshing floor because the entire property isn't perfectly smooth. As you come up to each part of it, that individual area is smooth, but as a whole, it's not smooth and it's not good for planting, therefore it's not a chazak on the property. And here's our last member of Amr Shmuel. He tells us, Haiman de Pasach Maya Pa'ara, a person opened up a hole in a fence so that water could go into the property. Adat de'ara kani. If he did it for the property in order to irrigate it, so he's kind it. Adat de kavri la kani. But if he wanted to catch fish, he's not kind it. He was opening up a spot in the fence so that the river could flow inside and that way fish would be trapped there. Obviously, this is not for the property, so he's not kind it. And once again, we ask, Hey Chidami, how do we know what he did it for? The answer is, Pasach Tre Bavi, if he opened up two entrances, Chad Ma'ail, one allows the water in and the other allows the water out, adat dekavri. He's clearly doing that just for the fish. Whereas Chad Bava, if he opened up only one entrance for the water, adat da'ara, that's clearly for the land because the water comes in and doesn't go out. And so he obviously wants to get irrigated and that would be a chazaka. And now we just have a story about the first thing we spoke about. There was a woman, da'achla dikla b'tavshicha t'leis arshnin. She benefited from a palm tree by this way of tavshicha. She was cutting the branches off for 13 years. And asahu, a fellow came along, rafik tusei purta, he dug a little bit underneath the palm tree and also kamei delevi came to Levi, Varmila Kamei de Mar Okva, some say came to Mar Okva, and Ukme Biyadeh, he established it in this fellow's hand. This lady was there for 13 years trimming branches. This fellow comes along, digs a little bit under the tree, and they say, okay, it's his tree. And Asai Katsaf Kamei, this woman came along and was yelling in front of him, I'm there for 13 years cutting the branches off, it's my tree. So Amalai told her, my Yavalach, what am I supposed to do for you? You didn't make a chazaka like normal people do. You were cutting the branches from only one side. Obviously, you were just using them for your animal, and that's not a normal way to be machzik in a tree. And therefore, this fellow who did come along and make a normal chazaka by digging underneath it, it's his tree, and I don't really care that you were there for 13 years. And lastly, Amar Rav, Rav says, Hatzar Tzur B'nichse Hager, if someone makes a nice picture or decoration in the Nechasim of Hager, Kana, he's kind of them. And where do we get this from? The Rav, Loi Kani Leginsa Dbei Rav, El Betzirasa. Rav only acquired his garden this way because he went to Nechasim of Hager that were Hefker, and he made some sort of design in it, and that's why he was kind of it. And we keep talking about making a chazaka on a property. Itmar was stated, Sadah Mesuyamis Mitzareho. We have a field that has very clearly delineated borders. All four borders are marked off very obviously. Amar Avuna Maravi tells us, Kimish Hekesh Ba Makosh Echad, the moment he sticks the spade or the shovel in the ground, even just one digging, Kana Kula, he's kind of the entire thing. That minimal act is already considered a chazaka. Whereas a Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Loi Kana El Makom Mekushe Bovad, he's only kind of the place where he dug the shovel in. That's not enough of a kinyan on the entire field, says Shmuel. No doubt on Bezan Tab, Vishainim Suyamis Mitzareha. What about if the field is not clearly defined? Let's say we know one of the borders, but the other borders are not obvious. Ad Kama, up until how much is does he have to do to show that he's making kinyan on the entire field? Amar Rav Papa answers, "Ki da'azal tayr d'shuri v'hadar," like the pair of oxen that are plowing go and come back, which means he has to plow two full rows, and only then it's considered a chazaka on the entire field. And on to another din of chazaka, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, "Nichsu avik chavim harehin kimidbar." The property of a non-Jew is like a midbar, it's like a desert, it's hefker, and kol machzik bahen, zocha bahen, anyone who makes a chazaka on them, he's zaychen them. Now it's referring to a specific case where we have a guy who 100% owns this property. Then he sells it to a yid. The yid who bought it paid him the money, but didn't make a chazaka on it. It's at this point in time that anybody else can come along and make a chazaka on this property, and they actually would be zaychen it, even though they weren't the one that bought it. They were a random guy. My time, why is this? Because avik chavim michimatu zuzliyade, a non-Jew, the moment he receives the money for his property, it's not like he's already been removed from it, because that's the way a non-Jew makes a kinyan, through money only. Therefore, the moment he gets paid for his property, it's not his property anymore. But Yisrael Leikani, the yid that bought it from him, is not officially kainit adamati shtar liyade, until he receives the actual shtar from the non-Jew, or he would have to make chazaka. Hilkach, therefore, harehin kemidbar, at this point in time, after the guy receives the money, but before the yid who bought it receives his shtar, the property is considered like a midbar, like a desert, it's totally hefker, v'chol masa v'hen zocha v'hen, and anyone that comes along could be zachin this property. However, Amar Leib Rav Yosef, Bayas Rav Yosef, Miyamar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this? Amar Shmuel said a different statement, dina d'machusa dina, that the din of the king is a proper din, we have to follow it. And Umaka Amar, the king, the ruler of the government, says, loy lekini ara el bigarta, the one is only able to acquire property with an igeres, with a letter, which means that even though by Jewish dinim the halacha is one, we still have to follow the non-Jewish laws, and according to them, a property is not acquired until a shtar is given over, and therefore, this guy's property is not free for the taking, and it really belongs to the yid once he receives the shtar. So Amar Rav Yosef responded to him, I don't know about that, but I could tell you as follows. Of the Hava Bedur Deravasa, there was a story in this particular place. There was a yid that bought a property from a guy. There was another yid that came along, Rafik Bapurta. He dug a little bit in this property. He came to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said that the second fellow, the guy that came along and made that little chazaka, he's the one that keeps the property. And so, whether or not you have a good question of Dina Machusadina, we have a real story where that's how the psak was. The second fellow was awarded the property and not the one who paid for it. So, Armalei, he responded, Dura Deravasa, comrade, you're bringing me a ride from this place, Dura Deravasa, Hasam Bagi Mitamri Hava. Those were hidden fields. That's literally what Bagi Mitamri means. Bagi are fields, and Mitamri means hidden. And what's the story with these hidden properties? The Inu Gufai Uloi Havu Yavi Taskal Malka. The property owners weren't paying the property taxes to the king, and Umalka Amr, the king says, Manda Yav Taska Lechal Ara. Whoever pays the tax, he gets to use the property. And that's a situation that the property was awarded to the second guy. The official owner, who did not pay the property tax, sold it to the first yid, but then the second yid came along, did a chazaka in it, and said, don't worry, I'm going to pay the tax. And according to the law of that area, it's the second yid that officially acquires it, because again, he's the one that's going to be paying the property taxes. But in a standard case that doesn't have this law, or if the seller actually did pay the property taxes, lav dafka, the second guy is able to come and make a chazaka in it during this interim stage that the yid had paid the money, but the guy hadn't yet written the shtar. However, we continue discussing this. Rav Huna Zavan Aram Evik Chavim, Rav Huna bought a property from a non-Jew, also Yisrael Acher, another yid came along, Rafik Bapurta, he dug a little bit in the property, also commanded Rav Nachman, he came to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said that the second guy could keep it. So Amar Lei, Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, my daitech, what's your svaro? Why would you award it to the second fellow? The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, the property of a non-Jew is like a midbar, it's like the desert, it's hefker, and anyone who makes a chazaka is zaych in it, and that's where the other guy gets it, and not me. Noni Amar Alpha on top, well, if you're going to say that, Levili Mar Ke'idach the Shmuel, why don't you paskin for me, like the other member of Shmuel? The Amar Shmuel, he says, Loikhana El Makam Mekusha Vavad. Then if a person makes a little bit of a chazaka in a field, he doesn't acquire the entire thing, he just gets the little part where he made the chazaka. So even though this guy did come and he made a chazaka in the field, and you're saying it goes to him, maybe he only gets the little area that he dug with his shovel. So I'm not going to respond to Rav Huna, Bahai Anakishmaitz and Sphirely. With that, then, I hold like the following memra, the Amar Rav Huna Marav, Kim Shanikish Ba Makoshechad, the moment he digs in even just a little bit, Kana Kula, he acquires the entire thing. In other words, Rav Nachman's answer to Rav Huna was that in regards to how to acquire the property, I paskin like Rav, the one digging acquires the entire thing. And in regards to a non-Jew selling a property, I paskin like Shmuel, that if somebody else comes along in this interim stage, that other guy wins the property and not the one who paid for it, which means you, Rav Huna, lose out over here. And we conclude this whole discussion with the following. Shalach Rav Huna Bar Avin. Rav Huna Bar Avin sent the following message. Yisrael Shalach Sadame Avik Chavim. A yid bought a field from a non-Jew. Uba Yisrael Acher Rehechzik Ba. And another yid came along in this interim stage and he was machzik in it. Ein Motzin Osam Yadai. We're not going to take it away from him. And Mechain Hayy Rav Avin, Rav Illa, Vachor Besenu Shavim Bedavar. Also Rav Avin, Rav Illa, and all of our Rabbanim agree to this very matter. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with similar halachas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.